I thought about this morning. I was like, I know we're going to talk about Donald Glover today. And I'm trying to think of like the first time I heard about Donald Glover was when I first started seeing Lorenzo around. And all I could remember was this this new Asian dude who was like new to the dance program. Uh-huh. And all he would talk about is like camp. He's like, oh, camp, 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 camp. I'm like, what the f- is camp? And then like, I think I asked him, or like I over like I eavesdropped on a conversation of his, and I was like, oh, he's an artist. And then I looked it up, and I was like, whoa! I'm sure you did.
So, you're a suck fake fan.
You're
totally
fake. You're fake.
I got it.
Anyways. I only knew about Donald Glover.
Did you even know his name was Donald Glover? Because I did. Do you know his 30 different nicknames? Because I do.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Anyway. You don't even know the line.
Untitled Mixtape is looking for a third member, as I am ungracefully bowing out from all of you.
How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Entitled Mixtape. I am, of course, joined with Chelsea.
What up?
And Lorenzo.
What's up?
How are you guys doing today?
How's it going, dude?
How's it going, dude?
You're not bringing that back.
Dude,
do it, dude. You got to say it, dude. We're waiting for the third one, dude.
If you don't say it, we're going to keep it going, dude.
How's it going, dude?
All right, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, that's great.
We're doing actually a special episode in the sense that it's the first of its kind. We've been talking about doing one of these for a while. We're going to do our first B-side, which means we're actually going to talk about one person.
Victory screech. It's happening.
We're going to talk about one person or band slash band, artist, depending on what the episode is about. But this episode is about someone we all love so much in a sense, and he's a great artist, Childish Gambino. A.K.A. Yeah.
Donald
Glover, A.K.A.
Sick Boy.
Sick Boy, A.K.A. Point Dexter, A.K.A.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Gambi, A.K.A. Wheezy.
Wait, wait,
no, Cheesy.
What? Cheesy, it's Cheesy. I was like, what?
A.K.A. MC DJ.
I forgot.
He has so many. But he is an interesting character in the sense that he is an actor. He is a writer, he is a producer, he is a director, he is a musician, he is a comedian, he is everything.
He is a genius.
He is a genius. He is a very interesting character in the sense that he has grown in what, like the past 10, 12 years, give or take.
And if you don't know who he is, go check him out. His new movie is coming out soon. Oh, you guys didn't know.
What?
He has a movie coming out soon. Only on it's on Amazon Prime.
That's already out.
Is out?
Guava Island.
Is it out? Guava Island's already out?
With Rihanna.
Oh, yeah. He sings Summertime Magic to Rihanna.
What?
Yeah.
Rihanna's in it?
Yeah.
It's them. I'm going to watch that tonight. They're the leading roles.
Wait, what song was it when he talked about Rihanna? Where he's like
Break All of the Lights.
Oh, it is, right?
I think so.
No, it's not.
No. It's on EP.
I listened to Break on my drive this past week.
I think it's on EP.
Okay.
Where he's, oh no, it's Cul-de-sac. Where he's like, I'm not going to stop until I can give Rihanna's ass a call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now look at him.
Whoa, manifestation at its best.
That's when I saw the trailer, I was like, whoa. Dude. Yeah. I was like, he called this.
He did it. Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Also, he's Simba. So.
Oh yeah, Simba. Yeah, yeah.
But we're gonna try not to focus on more on the acting side, obviously, because we are a music podcast.
When?
I'm in the wrong place.
we just started.
We're gonna talk about his musical career as a very different musician in the sense that he experiments a lot. Honestly, he's always different on every single one of his albums, on every single one of his EPs. Anytime he collabs with someone, of course, I will start with his little biography. It's not that bad. But Donald Glover. I forgot.
He's looking.
Okay. Donald Glover, born September 25th, 1983, at where?
You guessed it.
Edwards Air Force Base.
What?
Yep. Born at Edwards Air Force Base, right here in lovely Southern California.
Wow.
But moved to Atlanta and was raised in Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which, yeah.
That makes sense.
I didn't know about the Edwards Air Force Base part.
I had no idea. I figured it was Atlanta.
Yeah.
I think I knew about this like maybe 5 or 6 years ago when nope. I was like, oh, God, I love you, Childish. Let me go research your life.
He had a pretty rough life, which he talks about a lot in camp. He talks about his experiences as a kid with his family, what he went through in Atlanta. And when he went to New York University, he started Derek Comedy, which is actually really important to his music.
Yep.
In the sense that Derek Comedy is this comedy trope that he did with D.C. Pearson. I'm gonna look it up.
Go, yeah. I mostly know D.C. Pearson, and then there's another guy.
We got Dominic Dierkes.
Ah, Dominic.
D.C. Pearson and Donald Glover, and they did an amazing little short film called Mystery Team.
Oh yeah.
It's very.
I don't know. It's not humor. A short film.
It's a film.
It's a film. It's a film. Movie.
Yeah. They made it together, and then they did the Mystery Squad song.
Oh yeah.
Where I don't know if that's where Childish Gambino started.
No. But
no, because
he did it during Derek Comedy at NYU. Mm-hmm. So he was putting out mixtapes during that time.
He was also experimenting. He went by another name before everything called MC DJ, where he would like remix Sufjan Stevens. He would remix like the Peanuts Christmas album was one of my favorites. And he did a lot of mixes with most of his favorite hip-hop, mostly centering around Atlanta. And so, like, obviously he has a taste for what his music is and how he wants to manipulate it. And along with Derek Comedy, he would go on to be in Community, where, if you haven't seen that show, it's a fantastic show. It's really funny. We're watching, Alicia and I are watching it right now, actually, and it's just great. But he does a song on there called Jehovah's Witness. but it's all this kind of leads up to him doing his MC DJ stuff, him working with DC Pearson to start Childish Gambino,
mm-hmm.
which Sick Boy and Point Dexter were one of the first two.
Point Dexter Part 2. Or is it Sick Boy's Part 2?
It's Sick Boy and Point Dexter, and then it's I Am Just a Rapper.
Oh, you're right.
So Sick Boy and Point Dexter come out. He does that album mostly with DC Pearson, and it's the weirdest, wackiest, funniest,
nerdy. It's nerdy.
It's he put a lot of big emphasis on nerdy stuff back then. I don't know what it was, but he loved talking about how much of a nerd he was, and he sampled a lot of songs that already existed. He has that experience, you know, doing MC DJ stuff. So it's different. So like if you've never heard Point Dexter or Sick Boy and you're like, oh, I should check that out, I would
rather you not.
It's
it's rough.
It's bad.
You know what SoundCloud rappers sound like. It's an epitome of that.
I love it though. It's hilarious. And he had a whole phase with DC Pearson over there, and DC Pearson kind of features through that. And then he does I Am Just a Rapper and I Am Just a Rapper 2, which are indie songs that he remixed into rap songs, which are the best.
Yeah.
They're still a little rough. I don't know. Before Cul-de-sac, his music is like rough.
Yeah.
Like in the sense that it's awkward.
It's all experimental. He's trying.
Like I feel like he was like in a notepad, like doing his music, and he's just like, that's a dope line.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm cheesy, yo. And it's just bad stuff like that. That's all the albums are. But it's fun to like see his origin in a sense.
Yeah.
But I don't think he ever took himself seriously. I still don't think he takes himself seriously at all anymore. Even though he does experiment with stuff that his dad liked. Rest in peace to his dad who passed away.
Oh, yeah.
He just wants to do that music because he enjoys it. And that's why he switches up so much, I think, in my opinion. But after that, I Am Just a Rapper and I Am Just a Rapper 2 we get Cul-de-Sac.
Cul-de-Sac is like his breaking point for becoming like an actual rapper.
I think Cul-de-Sac is a good starting point for like Camp.
Yeah.
For EP. And that's a good one. That's a good album.
Yeah.
I loved Cul-de-Sac. And you can't get... It's not on Spotify, which sucks.
It's on SoundCloud. It is on SoundCloud. I have it favorited.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
But most of his stuff starts to get buried after Cul-de-Sac. Everyone loves the new Childish Gambino at this point.
Yeah.
Like, no one really messed with him. He says it a lot in his raps, especially in Camp, where, like no one messed with me back in my Sick Boy days, because that's...
Yeah.
He called himself Sick Boy. B-O-I-I. And, yeah.
Thanks for that spelling. I needed it.
Cul-de-Sac was amazing. His wordplay was great.
His punchlines were tight.
Yeah, like he mentions Rihanna.
Oh yeah.
And he mentions Rashida Jones, and they both like took notice of it.
Oh yeah, wait, what? Oh man, I can't remember the song where he talks about Rashida Jones.
He's my crowd's more mixed than Rashida Jones.
Oh yeah, and then Rashida Jones talked to him.
Yeah, and was like, "Can you make a second song for me?"
And he talks about he talks about it in his EP later. He says he threw it away.
Yeah, because it was so bad.
Yeah, because it was just so bad because he tried so hard.
But it's just this like he was quite young. He was like 25, I think, or 26, around that age when he started Cul-de-Sac, and he was just having fun.
Yeah, because he wrote for 30 Rock first before 25.
Yeah, that's right.
He wrote for 30 Rock first, and then brought out Cul-de-Sac.
Before Cul-de-Sac came out, he quit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because I think he wanted to take the rapping route a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, he left Community.
Oh no, but he left Community during Camp.
Oh, that's right.
Because Cul-de-Sac came out before Mystery Team.
You right. Man,
this is Lorenzo's effect.
You right?
I'm just a big fan.
And so Cul-de-Sac is a great album. I would recommend that to everyone who hasn't heard it.
Yeah, Chelsea, you would like that.
Okay.
Like Cul-de-Sac's a great mixtape. Like,
right.
I'll
favorite it on my SoundCloud.
It is the start. Like, it's his actual start. Yeah, he's done experimenting. He knows what he wanted to sound like.
Yeah, and he starts to like perfect it in EP.
Yeah,
and EP was great. It's only 4 songs long, but it has Freaks and Geek, which is probably the one that blew up on YouTube.
Yeah,
was the Freaks and Geek video.
Oh man, his dancing is so cringy.
His dancing is cringy all the time.
No, his dancing is pretty decent now. But if you watch, we'll show you Freaks and Geeks afterward. We'll show you on the TV.
I don't have to. Because I've seen his comedy special, and I just look at how awkwardly long his arms are and small. He looks like E.T.
No, you got to watch Freaks and Geeks. It's so.
Please, I watched Bad Dancing for a living.
Fun fact: my dance crew is not named after the show Freaks and Geeks. It's actually named after this song.
There you go. The origin of Freaks and Geeks. FNG, man. That's right.
That's right.
Born because of Childish Gambino.
Hey, calm down, Hot Fire.
Sorry. As his manager, I...
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Danny Danko?
Excuse me, as her manager, you need to relax as well.
You're also my manager.
But you're my manager, too.
But EP kind of gave us a teaser of what Camp was going to be.
Yeah.
And before Camp even started, he starts featuring with a lot of people because a lot of people start taking notice of him. Everyone knows he's from Atlanta because he talks about it a lot in Cul-de-Sac. He talks about an EP, so he starts collaborating with Trinidad James, A$AP Rocky. Chance the Rapper starts to kind of float over. Chance the Rapper has not even made acid rap yet.
But he's made 10 Day.
He made 10 Day.
Yeah.
But we're going to start to see, as soon as Camp comes out, then we get like just a flood of Childish Gambino like working with a bunch of people. Of course, his first debut album is Camp. And that's a good album. It's rough.
In a sense. It's great, though. If you ever get to... Well, I don't know. Camp is tight. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some really good like hard hitting stuff, and the very last song has a great story.
Yeah,
and it definitely helped. If you are a teenage boy, go listen to the album. That album made things a lot more sense. When I mean, obviously, like when I listened to it, I wasn't a teenage boy anymore, but it made a lot of sense on like what happened during like high school and stuff.
It was, it had a lot of messages about just being a teenager.
Yeah.
Essentially about him growing up, about him going through like the last song. Yeah. It's very like rough of him talking about being next to a girl and being like open to her and it just not going
that way,
you know, that teenage love, or yeah. I guess you could say. Obviously has hard heavy hitters like Bonfire, which man is just
that Bonfire is aggressive.
It yeah
is very, I love it.
Wait, what's the first line always like I yell
okay hey, it's childish
gonna be, you know,
girl, drop it like a NASDAQ move white my girls like
okay, all right. Go listen to the clean version if there
but
is.
But it's a great song. Yeah.
Maybe teenage boys don't go listen to it. don't say that I showed you.
Don't you have a camp shirt?
Oh yeah.
Do you still have it?
Yep. Back then, Childish Gambino liked wearing shirts with the smallest sleeves. And yes, it bugs my armpits. So I gave it to my little sister.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was wondering because I remember you had it because you were so obsessed with camp when I first met you.
Yeah.
And you were like, camp.
God, it's so, because yeah, after listening to him for so long, it was like, oh my gosh, he's getting an actual album.
Yeah.
Like this isn't mixtape stuff anymore.
Seeing you wear that shirt a lot too. And I was like, yeah, he likes camp.
Around before camp came out, he did I Am Donald tour.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he has a lot of lines, but like he did wear like just no sleeve shirts.
Well, they were
short shorts.
The sleeves were so tiny, and they're like
in his comedy special. That's what his T-shirt looks like.
Yeah, yeah. They're in his armpits. His
blue shirt. It's so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I have a picture.
But then just so we know, and then after camp, he went on to make a Royalty. I think it's after camp. Is it? It is, right? No? What do you make after?
Oh, that's Old Donald Glover.
What? No.
Screw it.
No, Royalty came out after camp.
No, it didn't.
Go look it up.
I thought it was because of the internet.
No, but Royalty's in between camp and internet. Because that's when he wanted to experiment with flows. We're fact checking.
Okay,
I got it.
Yes,
I was right.
Yeah, Royalty did come out after camp.
Yeah,
like, and this is when he starts becoming buddy buddy with Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, Chance,
Schoolboy Q.
Oh yeah, Schoolboy Q, like,
Absol,
Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace.
Yeah,
Nipsey Hussle. He's on Royalty.
Tina Fey.
Oh yeah, Tina Fey
is on Royalty.
Yep, I forgot about that. Yeah, shoot.
Wow.
My Prius is blue and my president is black.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she was on it.
There's great. But but if you want some, like, maybe not some softer stuff from Donald or Childish Gambino, because he does have like soft songs that like Royalty get you any fees.
Start.
Yeah, Royalty though, that has some crazy slappers. That junk is so tight. And that's when Chance starts getting some good view time, because Childish actually picked him up, and that's why Chance always like appears and stuff.
And Acid Rap came out.
Yep. Oh man. And then Acid Rap came out.
And they featured, and yeah, they became best friends. Yeah. But yeah, Royalty comes out. It's a hit. He does his MC DJ thing with like Britney Spears with his track Toxic.
He
remixes.
Oh right.
With what's his name? Danny Brown.
Danny Brown.
Didn't he do like an Adele? Like,
oh yeah, Adele piece is actually
Before.
It's in Cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
Okay, I've heard that. Then it comes up on my SoundCloud like recommended.
That song. He talks about that later, I think, in camp when he says everybody's still hitting me up about the Adele track.
Yeah, because he really loved. He appreciated artists.
Yeah,
100%. Like Break All of the Lights, he did a remix of Kanye West song.
Yeah,
like,
All of the Lights.
He likes doing, like, every now and then YouTube would pop up.
Yeah,
and it would be a new single, or no, it'd be like a little single by Childish Gambino remixed of another person's song.
Oh yeah, and Rolling in the Deep with Adele, he remixed that one too.
He did oh my gosh, what is that song called? Lust for Life.
Oh yeah, Lust for Life by by that girl band. I forgot what it's called.
Me too.
Yeah,
but I know it's there.
Yeah.
But Royalty comes out. Clapping for the Wrong Reasons comes out, which is actually really important because it's like this, what, 40-minute like short?
Yeah.
And it's weird. And it's just weird. It's like he's talking about like he's blown up because of camp, and it's like he's hanging out with everybody. Obviously, Chance the Rapper, Danny Brown, they all show up, and Topanga from Topanga from Boy Meets World is there. Yeah. It's like all these people. Wait,
that's the one. Oh, that's the one with that girl keeps walking by, right?
Yeah, the porn star,
Abella Anderson. She yeah. Oh my gosh,
she's like genius or something.
I don't know who yeah. that is.
No, but no,
it's a really weird short. Like some weird stuff happens.
But what it shows us is he's teasing us music for his next, for the next album.
Oh, I see.
Because the internet, and like that was like a fever dream. I don't know what that was. It was weird, but it was cool.
It was cool. It was definitely cinematically nice too.
Super different. It had long intermissions between songs. Like, but then it had really hard hitting like sweatpants.
Yeah.
And
but yeah. But as we're describing this album isn't actually an album. Remember? Because the internet is actually the music is supposed to be music for a screenplay.
It's a screenplay.
Yeah.
You're right.
And because if you go because the inter.net
yeah.
online, you can read that screenplay and you're supposed to listen to it while you read it.
Yeah. It's interesting because he gets really creative with everything. Like camp, it was all about like the camp t-shirts.
Yeah.
And like the outfits.
Yeah.
And you know, we'll see later, but because the internet, it was a screenplay.
Yep.
He does Clapping for the Wrong Reasons.
Yeah.
He doesn't just do the music, he directs and he writes screenplays for the music. He creates his own concepts, which we've talked about before, concept artists. Like, there are a lot of theories going around of how camp connects to Because the Internet and how it connects to Awaken My Love.
Yeah.
Like, this boy's journey, the hero's journey. And, like, it's all pretty much there. And he writes about it, and it's really good. And
then now we're here. we forgot about
that. Stone Mountain Kauai, man.
Oh yeah, we got Stone Mountain Kauai and then the small little summer drop.
The summer pack.
Yeah, the little summer pack.
Well, we got Stone Mountain Kauai.
God, Stone Mountain
is so good.
Or yeah. Is so nice. And then Kauai, he released Situation.
Palisades or whatever.
Oh, you don't have to call. You don't have you to don't call. Have to call.
And like what I like about it is like he's still keeping to his Atlanta roots.
Yeah.
Because Stone Mountain is his Atlanta mixtape. It's set in a universe, which I always love, that he does it in like some weird universe where he is the biggest Atlanta rapper on the planet.
Oh yeah.
And he has Gangsta Grills has his official stamp on the mixtape like any Atlanta rapper. He's on all the he's on all this the
I
tracks.
Forgot about that. Dang.
Gangsta Greasels.
Yeah. Wow, I forgot that. Yeah, he had that.
But it's like him being the best rapper on the planet in this album, in this mixtape, but it's also him talking about Atlanta. Like, he always appreciates his hometown.
Yeah.
Which I really appreciate. And then Kauai is just like, because he always talks about how he loves Kauai. And Kauai is just like this whole different album. It's the same thing. It's the same album. It's Stone Mountain Dash Kauai.
Yeah.
But it's two different moods.
Yeah.
It's its own. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it.
So at the end of this journey, what has to be some memorable songs that you guys know from Childish?
You forgot about Awaken My Love.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm sorry.
How dare you?
Redbone.
Redbone.
My favorite song on that album is not actually Red One.
It's California.
Yeah.
Oh, we got the same favorite song.
Oh. It's so good. California yeah. has such a different like vibe. Yeah. I definitely want to go on, what is it, The One? Yeah, The One, right? On the coast.
PCH?
Yeah, on the coast, right? And listen to California because it's a cool like, I feel like it's like a beach like little chill song.
Mm-hmm. Me and your mama and Redbone were the singles for that album.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And we were expecting something completely different than what we got.
Yeah.
Like at first I think everyone was like, what the, this isn't Childish Gambino. It's and then Childish Gambino was like, I can do what I want. What the forget you guys.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part about him. Yeah. Like, each album is very different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, for even like hardcore fans are like, whoa.
Yeah.
What's happening? Mm-hmm. But that's like, to me, that's a sign of a true artist. Yeah. Somebody who's always evolving. He's like, well, I don't feel the way I did in camp anymore. Or like, Kawhi, yeah. I'm just not feeling it. So yeah. I'm going to do this.
I remember he said this a long time ago. He said it was, I forgot what song though, but he was basically saying that like, he can do an experiment however he feels because he's like, I'm not just a rapper. He was like, I do so much more to get money. This is for you. This is the only thing you got. So you stick to what you're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. I was like, dang. Yeah. He said, I am straight talent. And you are trash.
You know what? But that makes sense, though. Like, people who depend on this one thing.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, I'm a country artist. I'm a, like, I am this.
Yeah.
And they find that they're more than that. And then, like, people rebel because people like, you are a screen printer. And that's all you can do. Don't you dare try to do something different.
Yeah.
I will lose it.
Yeah.
And, like, people, but a lot of people believe that. Especially back in the day. Like, Elvis Presley could not do anything else. Who knows if he had something else he wanted to do?
Yeah.
But nobody would let him do that. Because they'd be like, well, that's not Elvis.
Yeah.
Like, they create a label, and Childish has his name. Yeah. Because I didn't know he had that many names. I really didn't.
It's, yeah, he's...
I know. Both of you guys are, like, die hard fans. Okay. I had no idea.
I would die for him.
I don't doubt it.
I would probably, if, like, he ever, like, made eye contact with me, and then, like, just, like slightly waved, I'd throw up. I would not know what to do with myself.
You know how crazy it is pushed into the nerd verse.
Oh yeah.
He's Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
He's in Star Wars.
But I think he's just a very well educated, very well rounded person.
Yeah.
To understand all these things and like I think that's why his music is so captivating to me. I love it. It's so different.
Yeah.
You're like, are you angry today? Okay, listen to Bonfire.
Yeah.
Do you want to chill out? Okay, listen to Feels Like Summer.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's just, it's not just an 8.5 size shoe. Like, it's flexible.
Yeah, his replay value is phenomenal.
Oh, absolutely.
And even though Awaken My Love was so different from everything else, when This Is America came out, when Summertime Magic came out. God, we didn't even
mention This Is America. Holy crap.
Feels Like Summer comes out, they're all different songs.
Yeah.
They're all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Summertime Magic is still different than Feels Like Summer too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like even though they have summer in the in the sentence, I just think they're so different.
Yeah, their contexts are crazy different.
And that's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's a small summer pack, but it's very effective.
Yeah.
And it's very like, oh snap.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing about Childish Gambino is he blew up recently.
Yeah.
Like eight years is
8 years is,
I would say not, because the internet was when it truly became big. He became big.
Oh, yeah. I definitely agree.
And then he's retiring.
Yeah. But, he's been doing this.
He might be like a Jay-Z.
I doubt it.
Really?
He talks about all the time. He loves finishing stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. And I do think he's actually going to retire. I don't think he'll stop, like, making music. And he might put some singles out, but he's not going to take it as seriously as much as he wants to. He's always talked about how he wanted an HBO such special. No, but he got an FX special. But it was Atlanta.
And Atlanta's good.
Yeah.
Oh, Atlanta is the best.
Yeah, it's great. Actually, Alicia and I finished it. It's fun.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I'm glad you finally watched it.
It's like watching Shaun of the Dead. Like there's like some horror, but there's but there's a lot of comedy.
Very true.
Yeah.
Piggyback off the popularity note,
he
goes by so many different names.
Yeah.
For probably a reason. I don't know if he wanted to be popular. I don't think that was like his end goal.
I think
what do you guys think?
I think in cul-de-sac he kind of goes around about where, like, you know, the best I can explain it is Lil Dicky's Professional Rapper. You've heard that song, right?
No.
It's with the one with Snoop Dogg where they're like having an interview. Okay, so Lil Dicky's having an interview with Snoop Dogg to become the next rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And he pretty much says in the song, I don't really care about the money or fame. I just want to be a part of one of the greats.